Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today I'm going to give you guys legal advice. Not really, of course, never take legal advice from me. Don't even take regular advice from me. You should always consult the actual sources. Like, the things that I tell you that I think are in the M41, look in the M41, see if they're really in there. But today, I'm going to talk about the investigative interview and how I think that it is very important that you do not incriminate yourself. Management is trying to prosecute you, essentially, when you go in for your investigative interview. That is your day in court. And in many cases, they are fishing. And I'm going to give you an example. Right now, there is a new system in place that can tell whether or not you're wearing your seatbelt, or I should say can allegedly tell whether or not you're wearing your seatbelt. Now, I'll tell you right off the bat, wear your fucking seatbelt. There's no downside to wearing your seatbelt. Wear the seatbelt. Anytime that vehicle is in motion, your seatbelt better be on. There is not a good reason to neglect to wear that seatbelt. So let's get that out of the way. You should always be wearing your seatbelt when your vehicle is in motion. But apparently on the newer vehicles like the ProMaster and the Metris, it can tell whether or not the seatbelt is on. Of course it can tell, because you know it beeps and stuff like when you're driving, and it'll ding, 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 put your seatbelt on. And so the telematics is apparently uploading that information and giving it to management, and it'll say how far you drove over the course of the day or whatever without your seatbelt on. So management may come to you and they may say, hey, we got this report that you weren't wearing your seatbelt for a quarter of a mile. And what they're looking for is for you to incriminate yourself and for you to say, oh yeah, I forgot. I knew I needed to wear it. Guys, not wearing your seatbelt is a serious enough infraction that it can get you immediately removed from your position, or it can get you put off the clock immediately. Like, you get a 16-7 emergency suspension for not wearing your seatbelt. So when management comes up to you with questions like that, like, hey, you know, what's this deal with you not wearing your seatbelt? Don't admit to it. You don't know for sure exactly when that happened, exactly where they were. And the most important thing is management didn't see anything. If they saw you not wearing it, then they'd have you, but they didn't. They have a computer report, and we have no way to demonstrate whether that computer report is accurate. And so, I don't know. I always wear my seatbelt. That's your answer. And it's very straightforward. Same with, you know, scanner issues. The scanner cannot be the sole source of discipline when management comes to you with that stuff. And so when they say, hey, the scanner says that you took a 40-minute lunch, well, the scanner's mistaken. I didn't take a 40-minute lunch. And well, then what were you doing? Well, I was working. You know, I may have been sitting at my mail. You don't even have to give, I mean, if you have something legitimate to say, by all means say it, but you were working. Like, I don't account for what I'm doing every second of my day. If you want me to start doing that as a carrier, then I'm going to have to build in additional time to take this notepad with me. And every time I change tasks, to write it down. Other than that, the way management is supposed to use that scanner is that if they think you're doing something wrong, they get an alert from the scanner that says you're doing whatever it is, or an alert that you're not wearing your seatbelt or whatever. Their job is to go out there and check on you and see what it is that you're actually doing. And if they don't do that, you should not do that for them. Don't give that to management, because management is intending to use that against you to issue discipline, maybe even to fire you. Don't just give away the farm. Make them work for it. And you're going to say, I was working. I always wear my seatbelt. And for Christ's sake, always wear your seatbelt. But that's my advice for today. Thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you next time. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Ooh, ooh, ooh.